just straight up. Yes, my mom was, she did restoration. She was on the farm.
I'd like to call tonight's, let's go to the right agenda. Transportation Benefit District Board meeting to order. The purpose of this meeting is the following, that the Monroe Transportation Benefit District has scheduled a special meeting for tonight. The special meeting will involve an opportunity for the public to comment, as well as board discussion, deliberation, and potential final action regarding the following agenda items, which I will go ahead and I'll read into the record. First one is AB 14001, Transportation Benefit District Implementation. Then 1A, approval of interlocal agreement with the City of Monroe. B, approval of the use of funds raised by the Transportation Benefit District. C, request preparation of a resolution setting forth the proposed ballot measure, etc. And D, discussion and potential direction to staff regarding miscellaneous Transportation Benefit District issues. At this point in time, I'm going to go ahead and turn things over to who is going to be the presenter from staff, to Brad, Mr. Feilberg.
Point of order.
Yes.
We need to do a roll call to establish a quorum.
Let's do that. Yes, let's do a roll call. I didn't see that in my notice here. Sorry. Go ahead.
Certainly. Board members present and establishing a quorum are Cuddeback, Rasmussen, Camp, Davis, and Gearing.
Thank you. And as part of that, I would note that I understand that Councilmember Hanford will be here after 7, and that I know that Councilmember Gamble will be here after 7 as well. And I will make that statement again at the beginning of the council meeting when that begins. I do see now the agenda for tonight's meeting. I was reading something that was on my computer. So let's go ahead and I'll lead the Pledge of Allegiance for this meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And let's let the record show that Councilmember Hanford has arrived. And so we have one more person here. Brad, Mr. Feilberg?
Thank you.
Oh, wait, we have time for comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the Transportation Benefit District Board on any issue related to the City of Monroe. Is there anybody wishing to speak? Okay, seeing none, now we'll go on with new business. Mr. Feilberg.
The Monroe Transportation Benefit District was created by the Monroe City Council on April 24, 2012, following a public hearing held on April 10, 2012. The boundaries of the Monroe Transportation District are the city limits of Monroe, as they are now or may be changed in the future. The governing board of the Monroe Transportation District is composed of the Monroe City Council, acting as an independent manner. The enabling ordinance also adopted the City Council rules of procedure for the Monroe Transportation District. The presiding officer of the Monroe Transportation District Board meetings is the mayor of Monroe. Any questions about that? Okay. The proposed interlocal agreement that is attachment number 2 on the council agenda packet establishes a relationship between the City of Monroe and the Monroe Transportation Benefit District and provides for the city employees to support the Monroe Transportation Benefit District and for the Monroe Transportation Benefit District funds to be used by the City of Monroe to complete transportation projects on behalf of the Monroe Transportation Benefit District. Any questions? Okay. And if anybody would like, we would suggest a motion approving the interlocal agreement with the City of Monroe and expressly authorizing further minor revisions to the extent deemed necessary or appropriate.
Okay, so on 1A, Council. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Motion to approve the interlocal agreement with the City of Monroe and expressly authorize further minor revisions to the extent deemed necessary or appropriate.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Rasmussen, a second from Councilmember Camp. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 6-0. Next item is 1B.
When funds become available to the Monroe Transportation Benefit District, what should they be used for? The ordinance establishing the Monroe Transportation Benefit District included a list of capital projects as well as provided for transportation infrastructure preservation. What does the Monroe Transportation Benefit District Board wish to fund? And I'd be happy to answer any questions. And if there are none, I would suggest making a motion to Approve the use of funds raised by the Transportation Benefit District for the preservation of existing transportation infrastructure.
Councilmember Gearing.
Thank you. Does this limit us from doing anything differently later? I know 2 years ago when we were first talking about this, there was the list of projects we had considered going out to voters, you know, punching that road through behind Safeway, Tierney Place, you know, all those things that are on the list. If we say tonight that the funds are for preservation, does that preclude us from using them for something different at a different time, or does that just require this board to meet again and act? What would be the, what happens if we say, yes, it, the funds are for preservation?
It depends on what you do next on the, if you decide to do a resolution to go to the electorate for a sales tax increase. This is basically what that's leading to, so whatever you decide here is what's going to be presented to the voters to spend that money on. So you can either do it just for preservation, which we had discussed previously, because that's how much money we need for preservation activities.
Indeed.
Or you can leave it general and include both.
And per our, you made, per the discussion from, was it either last week or 2 weeks ago, clearly we're talking about preservation. I'm thinking more long-term. Here we are, we're saying here's what funds are going to be used for. If it's really just about the next action we're going to take, then I'm good. Because clearly we already talked about that, and that's what we want to, at least that's what we're about to take action on. But if we need, if we, you know, decide, you know what, hey, actually we want to go ask the voters if they want to, again, if they want to do all these different projects in town and raise the money for that. If we've, if tonight we're saying it's preservation, do we have an issue coming back later and saying, okay, now funds collected by the TBDB are going to be for the transportation improvements rather than just the preservation that we're talking about tonight. I want to make sure there's not an issue in the future is what I'm trying to get at.
And Zach may have a point of clarification.
Very briefly, I agree with everything that Mr. Feilberg said, but I think it's important to add one additional point, and that is the Transportation Benefit District Board, the capacity that you're sitting in right now, you can't use the funds that will be generated by this tax beyond the specific type of improvements that are listed in the governing statute. And to summarize, the proposed improvements have to be listed on a plan that has been adopted by the city, or in the case of the preservation and maintenance of local streets, by the state. So it's not just something that you can organically add to over time on an ad hoc basis. It has to be listed in a plan, and there are some additional clarifying limitations that the statute provides. But I want to make that clear, that that is something that you will be limited by. What you list in your resolution that sets forth the ballot proposition, the specific type of improvements that will be funded, but also that they must be included in one of these plans.
And those plans, to clarify from my understanding, those plans in essence would be organic in that you could add things to the plan or remove things from the plan. It's just not done through the TBD.
Correct. For example, your capital improvement plan or your transportation plan, that in turn is an organic document. But you'd have to amend that through your standard GMA process with public hearings, et cetera, et cetera.
Anything else, Councilmember?
As long as we're not precluded from doing that in the future by doing this, then I'm good. Yeah.
Okay.
I would think that it would be, because I think in the resolution for the vote that is adopted, it says for street preservation projects.
Okay, I'm not. I'm doing a really bad job of saying what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry. Obviously, there's something we want to take care of. We want to go out.
If you want to get other money, that doesn't.
I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about like next year or year in the future.
The sales tax is good for 10 years.
Okay.
That's what we're doing, 10 years for preservation.
Can the TBDB board go out again to voters for something different as long as it's in the plan?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
You can do a property tax levy, license tabs.
Asking the voters if they're okay doing that, if they want to punch through. Great.
And perfect. That's how you can say, do license tab fees for, Brightlands Boulevard, Tyne Street, signalization.
Or something.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not precluded from doing.
Right.
Perfect. And I'm sorry it took me so long to get there. That's what I was trying to get at. Thanks.
Okay. Councilmember Cutterback.
Thank you. So, Brad, I know that we have our list of transportation projects, which encompass capital projects. Mm-hmm. Do we have a list of projects that is specifically preservation and maintenance, or is there just a general plan that comments on preservation?
Just general preservation.
Okay, so we don't have like preserve Friedlands Boulevard or main.
No.
It's not listed like that. So a general statement of preserve and maintain transportation is enough to do it anywhere and within city limits that we want.
Yes.
Even though if we were going to do a capital project, we'd have to detail out exactly what that project is.
Right. And I would assume that in our, to inform the voters of what's up, we would probably want to have a list that this is what the projects that we were planning on doing.
You mean for preservation
for
and
preservation,
maintenance?
Preservation, yes. But okay, not necessarily be in the resolution calling for the ballot measure, but for presenting to the public, you should vote for this because it will do this street, rather than just a vague preservation project.
Okay, well, that's what I just want to make sure, because if we don't have it listed anywhere where it says preserve this street, but then we're going to list those specific projects, it's just enough to generally talk about preservation and maintenance and not list those specific projects.
Not as part of the resolution calling for the vote.
I think Zach's got a point.
And then just again to clarify, my understanding in my conversations with Brad, and I'm deferring to the city on this, is that general preservation and maintenance of these specified city streets is in fact a listed component of the state's plan. And they don't, as I understand it, the state plan does not detail the specific street names or the arterial designations at each local jurisdiction, but it does include a rather generic reference to them, and that's the plan that the city is essentially bootstrapping off of for purposes of this proposed tax. And I'll let Brad correct me if I'm wrong, but that's been my understanding based on my conversations with staff.
Anything else, council member?
Thank you.
Okay. Council, any other questions on 1B? Okay, do I have a motion? Council member Hanford?
I move to approve the use of funds raised by the Transportation Benefit District for preservation of the existing transportation infrastructure.
Second.
Okay, I've got a first from council member Hanford. I've got a second from council member Cutterback. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Mr. Feilberg, item C.
The Monroe Transportation Benefit District is able to raise funds only after voter approval. The means for raising funds are a sales and use tax of up to 2.2%, which would raise an estimated $524,000 per year. A vehicle fee of up to $100 per vehicle, which at $40 per vehicle would raise approximately $233,000 per year. A building construction fee, however, the other building construction fee for the Transportation Benefit District, that fee paid to the Transportation Benefit District was credited against the fees that would be owed for GMA impact fees that are charged by the city. And vehicle tolls and a property tax for the period of 1 year. Any questions regarding that or a motion to? To request the preparation of a resolution setting forth the proposed ballot measure to the local electors of the Transportation Benefit District authorizing the imposition of a 0.2% sales and use tax to fund transportation improvements in accordance with RCW 36.73.0403A, RCW 82.14.0455, and ordinance number 009/2012.
Okay. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. Brad, did you say a vehicle toll?
Yes.
Explain.
State law allows you to set up toll booths if you'd like. Or we can use the fancy camera things like they do in by 20. So.
Oh, the good go?
Yeah.
Okay. I move that we request, is this one C?
Yeah.
Yes.
Request preparation of resolution setting forth a proposed ballot measure to local electors of the TBD authorizing the imposition of a 0.2% sales and use tax to fund transportation improvements in accordance with RCW 36730403A, RCW 82.14.0455, and ordinance number 009/2012.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Kemp, a second from Councilmember Gehring. I'm going to say any discussion. I do see that there are two lights already. Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. So the actual wording of the ballot measures that we're requesting the preparation of that, is there a chance for the TBDB to review?
Yes, that's next week's meeting.
That's next week's meeting. Yes. Thank you. That's it.
Councilmember Cuddeback.
Brad, do we decide when we're going to put this forth? Is that something that we decide whether
that next says it has
the
date
say
it.
Whether it's the
right now it's
August or
anticipated to be August, but
okay,
that can be discussed
next
when
week.
The resolution comes out, so you might, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
No, I learned that the last time too.
I'm impressed. I'll
show. Okay. Any other items of discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. The next item is alternatives to requested action, so discussion and potential direction to staff. I guess my question there being, first, would staff like to go ahead and just give an overview of the next couple meetings and where this will go, and then I'd like to have council have an opportunity to ask any follow-up.
We're anticipating next week's meeting would be the presentation of the resolution for the sales and use tax, also a presentation of a material change policy, which we're required to adopt per state law that we decided to make changes to the work plan and things like that, how that operates, basically a public hearing. So those are the two things that we're anticipating for next week, and then on the 6th of May, having the passage or not passage
consideration
to put it on the ballot to if it needs to be to the county by May 9th.
Okay. Council, do you have any questions? Our meeting next week will be at 6:30.
Correct.
Okay, and then the meeting on May 6th will be at 6:30.
Correct.
And if it's council's desire to have this on the August ballot, the material needs to be submitted to the county auditor's office by May 7th. Is that correct? By May 9th. Okay. So that gives you just an idea of the time frames you're looking at over the next couple of weeks. Seeing there aren't any other questions, I believe I'm looking for a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Gehring, a second from Councilmember Hanford, and before we vote, I would note that even though the body of council is here, that we will adjourn and we will convene at 7 o'clock our regular council meeting for this evening. Seeing no other items, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 6-0. See you in about 12 minutes. Thank you.